now be freed from this former yoke of bondage and liberated to do my will. Just as God has his children, the devil has his captives. They are slaves of the chains of conformity forged by their own hands. They are miserable, broken-hearted, wounded, bound, captives of their own passions and prisoners of their own shattered hopes and desires and limited human frailties. The Lord has to break the chains. They can't deliver themselves. Forget not thy king, for he doth unlock thy bracelets and hath dropped the chains off thee. Forsake not his ways, for he hath the key, even the key of David. I have used the spirit of my David to unlock the prisons that have them bound. We enter a new world of freedom from the shackles of the flesh into the vast and boundless universe of the spirit. We are free, free, free. Thank God. Hallelujah. Free to do his will, free to follow him whithersoever he leadeth, to abandon the boundaries of man for the boundless abundance of God. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, total and complete freedom from the bondage of the law into total and complete freedom of life and liberty through love. David and his men are not bound, but free.